Chapter 3. Show Some Emotion. I knew when I walked into Craig Yan Main that Tony wanted to be seen as a maverick, a chef who was fearless in his ability to improvise, cook animal parts not typically seen in expensive restaurants, dazzle customers with his sophistication, and supervise a knowing staff who saw their role as educating customers nearly as much as serving them. Tony was aiming to be a great chef, better than most, but his uncertainties and limitations were as much a part of his story as the nerve. His difficulties defined him and contributed to high staff turnover. Since I had been at Craigie, within 3 months, a sous chef, a cook, two hostesses, and a bartender had left. Lydia would be the first to go. She had found a job at a restaurant, bookstore, record shop in Jamaica Plain, a rather hip, transitional sort of Hispanic kind of old Irish and German neighborhood of Boston. It was a place that once the working and poor people were kicked out, the folks who replaced them would gripe about their loss over delicious croissant and cold-pressed coffee. Being in Jamaica Plain would allow Lydia to live closer to home, but I wondered if it wasn't a step backward for someone whom I had observed as having greater ambition. "Working here is hard, I know that," Tony said. "I know I can be a fucking pain in the ass to work for. Either you love the hard work or you don't." Lydia was capable of working hard, times 10. But unfortunately for Tony, who saw her potential, she apparently did not love working for him enough to stay longer. Early on, I had asked Tony what turnover was like. He singled out Danny, who had been with him for almost 5 years, and then pointed to how easily people come and go, front of the house and in the kitchen. "It's the business," Tony insisted. But it wasn't, I thought. Not in top restaurants, where I knew cooks and chefs. There was longevity in these great establishments, loyalty, a sense of purpose, a feeling of being part of the team, the knowledge that one was essential to the restaurant's success. When a sous chef did leave from these other places, it was often to open his or her own restaurant, or travel, or do a stage, which is kind of like a brief internship at a restaurant in Napa, New York, France, Spain, Italy, or Tokyo, and then return. What about the environment Tony created in his restaurant added to Lydia's decision to leave and work in a simple neighborhood establishment?